when comparing my bagels to bagel places I've been to in New York, I don't think that they quite are the same. But there's something special about eating something that you make, and it makes me really happy. And hopefully I can share that with you guys when I come home, share it with my roommates, share it with my friends, and spread those smiles.
Hi, and welcome back to another week of Pandemics. This week we have a very special guest, my brother Joey. Joey, like myself, grew up in Buffalo and was extremely involved in the Jewish community. Joey held leadership roles in USY and graduated from Hebrew High. Joey, thank you so much for being here. This is so fun. Now that I've told everyone what you were up to when you were living here in Buffalo, can you talk a bit about what you're up to now?
So I currently live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I went to the University of Pittsburgh for my undergrad degree, and I graduated in April of 2019. And since then, I have been working for PNC Bank, and I am currently in a managerial development program. And I am also currently working from home, as are most people. For the bank, and also in general, and in a field such as mine, and which is a little tough, but I'm working through it. My roommates are struggling with the same thing, so I am not alone, and we're all in good health, and that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, working from home is definitely an adjustment. In terms of cooking, because I can vouch for Joey. Joey's an amazing cook, as much as I don't want to admit he's better than I am. And in terms of cooking with Judaism, do you feel like you connect cooking with your Judaism in any way? And if so, how?
That's a good question, and one that I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about. But I would say that growing up in a Jewish household where, Jewish practices were commonplace, and we celebrated Shabbat every week, and we celebrate the holidays. Jewish food, or what the world would call Jewish food, is kind of normal to me. I don't keep kosher, but if I were to have a Shabbat meal with friends, I would, keep in mind, that we don't mix milk and meat and things like that, just because of the occasion. And I would say that, some of those foods that we had growing up have inspired my cooking. I don't know if it's because of Jewish foods or just because they are foods that I grew up with. But what I will say is that for me, Judaism is, can speak to me on a spiritual level, and food can do the same. And not only in terms of, wow, that's really delicious, but it also, can take you to a different place. And both while you're cooking and while you're eating. So I would say that there is a connection there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really, really good point. So now switching to the pandemic. So I know you. I know that you have always loved to cook and experiment in the kitchen, even before we all were at home and having to make all our meals. Do you find, even so, that the pandemic has changed the way you cook or how you deal with food? And if so, how?
I don't know if it's changed my habits per se, but what the pandemic has enabled me to do is focus on preparing meals throughout the day. And I did not have that luxury when I was working in the office, which I'm very grateful of. Don't tell my boss. But one food that I've made a couple of times in this pandemic era has been a New York style bagel recipe that I found online.
And I believe that's the recipe you're sharing with us all today. Can you talk about why you chose this recipe?
Well, it is the recipe that I have been focusing my time on most in the past month or so, month, 2 months. I go through waves in terms of my cooking, whether that's I'm really into, making stews or making roasts, things like that, or maybe more on the baking side, or the breakfast side, whatever. And right now, I'm focused on the bagel part of it. I will say, hopefully, this doesn't offend anyone too much, but I think that Pittsburgh is lacking a bit in the bagel industry in terms of quality. And there actually is a bagel place in Squirrel Hill, which is a suburb of the city of Pittsburgh, called Pigeon Bagels. And it is run by Orthodox Jews, and the bagels are delicious. And I can't say my bagels are as good as theirs are, but making these at home really brings a smile to, or really makes me happy. And I get a lot of enjoyment out of not only eating the bagels, but the process of making them. Using my hands, bringing the artistic side to bagel making. And as we growing up, Sunday mornings, our parents would come back from bike rides and they would have a dozen fresh bagels. And I miss that a little bit. So this process kind of brings back those memories and that warm feeling that I would get on Sunday morning.
Yeah, there is really nothing like a warm, fresh bagel. So for those listening who want to try this recipe, is there any tips that you could tell them or anything they should keep in mind to make their bagels as best as they can be?
So I don't know for sure all of the science that goes behind it, but I think the quality of the water is more important than people think. Not in terms of is this safe, is it not safe, is it going to hurt me or anything like that, but you want to have high quality water, and you also want to make sure that you follow the directions as closely as possible.
Well, Joey, those are all the questions I have for you. Thank you so much for allowing your sister to interview you. This was really fun. I'm expecting you to make those bagels the next time you're home. For everyone listening, thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.